visions, the mother of mothers, and the memory of life, of life. I remember and tell of a golden age, a golden age of long ago. The story I must give to you. Blessed golden age, when every purling stream ran undisturbed and clear, when an eternal spring dressed every bough, and blossoms fell by new ones dispossessed, when silver waves or shining pebbles curled, or when young zephyrs fanned the gentle breeze, gathering fresh sweets from balmy flowers and trees, then bore them on their wings to perfume all the air. I must go on, but evening comes, and a daughter I must find to tell this story to. Then no rough sound of war's alarms had taught the world the needless use of arms. The stubborn plow had then made no rude rapes upon the virgin earth, who yielded of her own accord her plenteous birth. Without the aids of man, as if within her teeming womb, all nature and all sexes lay, whence new creations every day into the happy world did come. My daughter I must find to tell this story to. My daughter I must find to